In our top story, China has pledged to safeguard the Iran nuclear deal and defend the legitimate interests of its relations with Tehran. Commerce Ministry spokesman made the remarks during a briefing. Gao Feng said that his country has now received notices of sanctions on Iranian oil from the new U.S. administration. Now, this as the Biden administration has said it will hold off on lifting sanctions unless Tehran comes back into full compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal. Tehran has rejected Washington's demand, saying it was the U.S. which abandoned the U.N.-endorsed accord and therefore should be the one to take the first step. Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the deal back in May 2018 and pledged to bring Iran's oil exports down to zero through his so-called maximum pressure campaign, but he never achieved the goal. Joining us now out of Lima, Peru, is Peter Koenig, geopolitical analyst. Hello, Peter. Hope you're safe and doing well. Your thoughts how the Chinese fit into this whole spat between Washington and Iran when it comes to the JCPOA?
Thank you very much for having me. Yes, I think it's absolutely correct what Tehran decides to do. I would like to congratulate the Iranian government for this step, which is super necessary against President Biden. And I also would like to congratulate China that they maintain their relationship with Iran. I think this is a good move for Iran to actually see the East rather than the West as their future. And I believe there is absolutely no reason for Tehran to make concessions. If anybody has to make the first step, as they say, it is the United States and not Tehran. I would absolutely agree with that statement, and I'm very happy that I see that this development, which I had actually in other interviews already many times thought that this was the right way to go.
And when you say that you welcomed, Iran shifting more so to the East than the West when it comes to trade, what is it about that narrative that you find more appealing, the East compared to the West?
Sorry, can you repeat the question? I didn't quite get it.
Yeah, you mentioned that you appreciate the fact that and you indulge in the fact that Iran is turning more so to the East than the West. Why so?
Yes. Well, I think it's very clear. It's very clear that the future is in the East. The future is with China and China's associated countries, with the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, with the bloc, China, Russia. That is the future. I think the West has committed suicide by its greed, by its sanctions, by its lies, and by its slandering of other countries, and especially by these absolutely illegal sanctions that it dishes out. I think this is the demise of the West, and therefore it is very clever and natural to move eastwards.
And do you see Beijing playing a part in perhaps behind the scenes in getting the JCPOA between the world powers and particularly between Washington and Tehran revived again, because we know that Beijing has its own spats and issues and rows with Washington over a host of issues?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think this nuclear agreement could very well be an agreement which excludes Washington. Why does Washington have to be part of it? Because Washington broke it, why can't it be an agreement between Russia, China, and Iran, and possibly the Europeans, although I believe the Europeans are not ready for something like that. They are still too much under the boot of Washington. So why not having an agreement between the three countries, which would be a new alliance, and I think a very healthy alliance, and it goes in this direction. As I said before, for me, it's a very, very positive move.
Good stuff. Always a pleasure to have you on and joining us from Lima, Peru. Peter Koenig, geopolitical analyst. Stay safe, Peter.